visits to Jamestown, Salina, Smithville. As we bring you the high school playbook, week three in the books across the Upper Cumberland. We're presented by Mountain Barn Building. We'll also talk live with the Livingston Wildcats. Let's get things started, though, with a look back at what happened in week three on a beautiful Friday night across the Upper Cumberland for football. Upperman Bees get a shutout. They beat Smith County 42-0 Friday night. Upperman's defense allowed just 43 yards rushing from the Owls, as Smith County only generates 121 yards total. Monterey goes to 3-0 in the season. They beat Red Boiling Springs 47-6. The Wildcats rushed for 379 yards, four touchdowns Friday night. Cookeville falls to Riverdale by a 35-17 score. Stockton Owen finished 17 of 30 through the air for 195 yards. He also rushed it 17 times, including two touchdowns. Cab County gets the win, beating Stone Memorial 33-0 the final Friday night. Axel Eldino had two passing touchdowns and two on the ground for the Tigers, who are now 1-2. Livingston stays undefeated. They beat the Cumberland County Jets 42-0. Will McDonald, 12 of 18, 209 yards, and three touchdowns on the night for Livingston Academy. White County falls to Christian Academy of Knoxville by a 32-29 score. The Warriors were down 25-7 in this game. White County rallied, led in part by Will Griggs, 15 carries, 89 yards, and two touchdowns. York Institute improved to 2-1. They beat Grundy County 48-14 thanks to the run game. The Dragons run it 43 times for 317 yards and five touchdowns. York also defensively played well, gave up just 19 total yards rushing. Clay County 3-0. They beat Joe Byrne 16-8 on the road thanks to Jake Ashlock, 9 of 12, 94 yards, and two touchdowns. Jackson County falls to Westmoreland by a 35-7 score. Eli Burris finished the night 13 of 24 for 146 yards on the evening. Pickett County falls to Gordonsville 42-18, the final score. Parker Gore led the way on offense for the Bobcats, 216 yards of total offense. Elsewhere, Warren County defeats Rockvale 36-35. Watertown wins over Trousdale 16-13 in overtime. Macon County all over Mount Juliet Christian Academy, 55-7, the final score. Head coach Jimmy Maynard of the Cookeville Cavaliers joins us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive this Saturday morning. Coach, a tough one against Riverdale. What did you see from your team Friday night?
Well, I saw a team that, you know, that really fought hard. Larry, you know, the score, I think, was 35-17. That's really not an indication how well the game was. You know, we gave up a score too late. Had a turnover there that gave them a short field. But I felt like our kids, I saw a lot of improvement in our kids. I saw our kids playing hard and fighting hard and continued to do that. Riverdale's got an excellent football team, very senior-heavy team that we knew was going to be a challenge to us coming into the game. They, you know, in their previous two games, they've scored over 70 points and haven't given up any points. So we knew that we had our hands full going in against a very athletic team, but I really thought that we had some bright spots with our kids and proud of the effort that they gave. I mean, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but, you know, with a young team like we have, you want to see improvements and you want to see kids fight to the end, and I saw our kids do that last night.
Where are you seeing improvements specifically?
Well, I see them in a lot of places. First of all, if you start with the first game of the season, our kicking game was terrible. We couldn't kick an extra point, and in the last two games, that's really gotten better. We were able to kick field goals. I feel like our passing game has come around pretty good now. We were a little off on that early on, but we've gotten a little bit better. Offensively, we've still got to get better, more consistent running the football. Up front, we're making mistakes and not necessarily assignment mistakes, but technique mistakes. And I guess, you know, we've got a sophomore and four juniors playing up front, and only one of them has ever played. So, you know, that's going to happen. And that's a tough position. The offensive line has got to be one of the, other than the quarterback position, has got to be the toughest position to play. Despite what everybody thinks, you can be a dumb lineman and play. That's not the case. I can tell you that. But, you know, those guys are working hard every day. And we've still, you know, we've just got, again, as I said last week, we got to get out of our own way. We're our own worst enemy sometimes. But, But I see our team. I challenged them because I didn't think we were a very tough and physical team last night. I saw that. And that makes me happy going forward because we've still got a lot of games to play. And this team's going to win some football games. We played three really, really good football teams is, you know, evident. I mean, all three of those teams have blown everybody else out. You know, we've hung close with all three of them and had a chance to win a couple of those games. So, you know, I see improvement, and our kids have got a good attitude. Our coaches are working hard, and that's all you can expect.
The RPOs are all the rage right now. Is there anybody that does it much better than Riverdale?
Not really. They do one heck of a job with it. I mean, they first of all, their run game out of it is very good. They run the buck sweep out of it, and they do a great job. Their guards get out in front of that ball carrier, and they got a big old tailback that's like a bowling ball to tackle, and then their quarterback gets it and puts it in his belly, and then they pull it up and throw a slant or throw, you know, a stop route or throw something behind it. And they really do it on every play. It's an RPO, and it really makes it difficult. I mean, your linebackers, you have to turn them loose to play the run game, and it opens up some seams in there. And, you see the RPO game getting into the professional football.
Yep.
It started, I guess, in college, and now it's gone on the high school. Now you're seeing it in the pro game. But it is difficult. It's a difficult task. And really the only way you can try to play it is to play man coverage, and that's difficult to do sometimes.
Cookeville coach Jimmy Maynard is with us. When you talk about your offensive line, how much of a believer are you that it just takes time for linemen to be able to come together and work together? Because on every play, unlike any other part of a football team, they have to be in lockstep on what they're doing.
They really do, and you see it. I mean, you watch the Titans play, you watch any of them play. It's that group is, and it starts there. And that's what I tell our kids and our football team, that it starts up front. And if you're not good up there, and you don't have that cohesiveness and working together, you're not going to be effective, and it's difficult because they see so many different fronts. They see, you know, people slanting and moving all the time, and it does take some time. And as a coach, you just have to be patient. I know I get frustrated at times, and that group, gosh, bless them, they don't get any credit for anything except they get chewed out more than anybody on the team. But those guys work hard, and they're going to be okay. We're young again, as I said a while ago. We have good size, and they're getting better. We got some technical issues we've got to get resolved, and, you know, pad level's too high or first step is not good. Those things that we just have to continue to keep drilling, that we have to get better at.
Do you worry about this team's confidence at all?
No, I don't. We've played three games now, and gosh dog it, you know, the first two we had chances to win the game and didn't do it, and then played a tough team tonight. But I don't see that. I think our kids understand, our coaches, you know, we try to make them understand that there's still a lot of football to be played. We showed improvement last night, and I think that was a positive for us. Now, it might have been a little more difficult if we hadn't have shown improvement, but we did, and the work ethic and practice has been good, and it's been tough because it's been hot, man. It's been tough to go out there and practice every day, and losing is not fun. I mean, let's face it, it's not fun. But our guys, I'm proud of them for keeping their faith and working hard, and that's all we can do. We just got to go back to work every week and win or lose and try to get better.
Last question, Jimmy Maynard. You bring up the weather, and it's going to be a hot week this week, another stretch of 90s. How do you as a coach make sure that you get your work done, but at the same time don't leave them tired walking into Friday night?
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. It's a fine line to know how much and, you know, how little. We also, with our guys, we work out in the weight room every day. So, and it's not air conditioned either, so it's hot in there, and I just try to use common sense, and you know, I think you can tell, you know, the kids that you know that are in really good shape, if they're struggling a little bit, then you know all your kids are, and you know, you just gotta try to keep their legs as fresh as you can, you don't wanna, you know, there's times you wanna go out there and spend 4 hours out there, or 3 hours out there, and you can't do it because it takes its toll on you, and you just, you know, the kids have got to buy into and make sure that they keep themselves hydrated. get plenty of fluids and eat and sleep and do the things that they need to do to make sure that they are, you know, in good shape come Friday night.
Cookeville coach Jimmy Maynard, Cavaliers fall to Riverdale on Friday night. Always appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Larry.
A couple of weeks for DeKalb County to start the season, but the Tigers rallied last night in a big way. This is the high school playbook built by Mountain Fire and Builders with Kevin Smithville as the Tigers get the win over Stone Memorial by a 33-0 score. And head coach Steve Trapp joins us live now. Coach, how proud are you of your team's performance Friday?
Well, I mean, one thing we've talked to our guys about all the time is just being resilient, you know, the R and Tiger pride. That's what one of them stands for. And just being able to bounce back. You know, the first 2 weeks really, you know, haven't gone very well. You know, first week just not playing very well. Second week playing a really good Upperman team. And then this week being able to, you know, get a shutout on defense and get some big plays and make some things happen. It's just a, so I'm really proud of how these guys have bought into what we told them, and we want to keep climbing from here.
That buy-in is as important as anything X's and O's, isn't it?
It's critical. I mean, belief is huge, and scheme is one thing. I mean, it's football. Everybody's got very familiar X's and O's. It's the people that make things different, and then the belief that a group of people has. So, you know, it was good to see our guys go out there and, you know, get to prove their work. That's one thing that we've been telling them, just to prove your work by what you do on Friday. So I'm proud of the guys. I'm just, you know, I hope they all wake up this morning like we talked about and just a little bit better feeling about themselves, but also understand that it's a new work week and we got to get back at it.
Let's start defensively. What pleased you most?
Well, they didn't score.
No.
I mean, that is huge. I mean, anytime you can get a shutout, it was huge. You know, I think we played on their side of the ball very well. You know, our scheme was really good. You know, our DBs, we kind of put them on an island sometimes, and they held perform last night, you know, other than a couple of penalties here and there, and a couple of those was on the coaches. I thought our defense didn't allow them to move the ball too well.
Who came up big?
Well, Isaac Knowles. I mean, he's our starting safety. He's a sophomore. He started last year as a freshman. He was our defensive player of the year, team voted. He had two interceptions last night, no big momentum. I think we also had two fumbles recovered, and then we also Desmond Noakes, our corner, he had a big interception out there at the end of the game to seal the deal. So defensively, those guys really stepped up. Offensively, it was one of those things where we told our offensive line, this will be one that we want to lean on you. You know, I know we had two touchdown passes, and Axel Aldino, you know, he had his best game of the year by far. He also rushed two times for a touchdown. But our offensive line, I think, really played well in the run game. You know, we just kept leaning on them. And in the second half, that run game started opening up even more.
One of those deals where you get, what, 2 yards in the first quarter and maybe three in the second, you start getting fours and fives as you get into the second half.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first quarter and a half, well, the first half was kind of slow. It was, I think, 6 seconds left or maybe even less than that. We scored on the last play going into halftime. That also helped their momentum and confidence a little bit going in. And I think we've responded very well to that momentum coming out, kept it going. We was a lot cleaner in the second half on offense. Our defense held true to form the entire game.
Who's kind of the ring leader on that offensive line?
It's Isaac Cross, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a pretty much a 4-year starter for us. You know, he's already committed to Tech. He plays left tackle for us. I mean, he's the guy. He's, you know, one of our team captains. He's a 2-year team captain, was one last year as a junior. Just a great kid, you know, great player. And, you know, we'll miss him when he's gone, but we're sure enjoying him right now.
Talking to DeKalb County Football with head coach Steve Trapp as the Tigers beat Stone Memorial by a 33-0 score. Is this one of those situations where you want this football team now to just build on what they did Friday night?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's another thing that we talk about all the time. You know, how we define Tiger pride first and foremost is by people. And then another part of that is the resiliency of it. And then add to that is just, you know, a day-by-day getting better. Like I said, the first 2 weeks is just sour taste in your mouth. So it feels a whole lot better when you're victorious. And we do want to keep building. And we understand we've got a great challenge next week, you know, a highly ranked football team in Watertown in their classification, just like Upperman was. So, like I said, it's a new work week. Our guys got to be able to prepare. And one thing I told them after the losses, and I reminded them again last night after the game, you know, we don't want to get too low after loss, and we don't want to get too high after a win. We want to enjoy it. We want that glorifying feeling of putting in work for a week and then getting a result that you worked for is great. But also understand that you want to try to build and repeat that performance the following week.
It's really that consistency thing. One of the toughest things, I think, for football teams to get to is just be consistent and not too up, not too down.
Yeah, especially in high school. Like I said, I've said many times throughout my years here that fortunately and unfortunately that the sanity in my life revolves around the decisions of teenagers. So that consistency at the high school level, it's huge and all across the board. So, that's what we'll be talking to these guys about. Like I said, we want them to enjoy it this weekend, but understand that it's time to get back to work.
You spend a little time enjoying it. Thanks for the time this morning.
No doubt. Thank you, sir.
Head coach Steve Trapp of the DeKalb County Tigers as they win over Stone Memorial, final score 33-0 Friday night in Smithville.
Just getting up this morning. You can check everything that happened across the Upper Cumberland last night. UCSportsNation.com covering all of our high school sports. UC Sports Nation driven by East Tennessee Dodge. Livingston Academy gets the win over Cumberland County Jets. 2-0 last night. Head coach Bruce Lamb of the Wildcats Williams. How does 3-0 sound?
Our team sounds really good. I'm very excited about what we've done so far this season.
Maybe more importantly, great play.
We're playing really well right now. We are, we're doing some good things right now and playing really good defense. The best thing is we're playing really hard and the kids have an attitude that they're going to do whatever it takes. We're not playing perfect, by no means, but we're getting it.
This is a football team that's been through a lot. Do you see those experiences in the past years paying off for you so far?
Absolutely. We had the injuries last year that was kind of devastating to us, and a lot of kids, young kids, got a lot of experience, and it's really paying off this year. And these kids have that attitude that, you know, that we're going to come back no matter what happens. You know, last week when we played Cookeville, two fumbles and an interception, and you could very easily lay down and say, hey, you know, second play of the game was an interception. We could just lay down and stop, but our kids just kept fighting, and I love that about these kids.
What did you like about your performance against Cumberland County?
Well, the most thing I liked was the 42-0.
Yep.
That was nice, but I just liked how we just come out and compete each week. And no matter what we say or what we do, the kids respond to what we tell them, and we're just excited about that, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Every year is different, isn't it? Every team has a different personality, even when you have guys back.
Absolutely. They change. I mean, you're talking about 15, 16-year-olds, and every year they're going to change from year to year. It's a new thing every time you come out each season. This is my 27th season, so I've seen a lot of change in a lot of different kids, and they do. They change, like you say, they change every year, and from, it doesn't matter if they've started for 3 years and going into their senior year or just brand new. They're different.
When you look back at when you started to today, what's the biggest difference in young people?
Wow, there's a lot of differences. My biggest thing that I think that I've tried to stress with our team is that it's okay to lose, but you don't have to like it. And I think that sometimes we get to the point where it's losing's okay, it's just part of life and go on. I think that's a life lesson. No matter what it is, you want to make sure that those kids fight for what they want and continue to do that.
So it's on a continuum.
Yes,
when
sir.
You lose, you can't just keep dwelling and dwelling, but it's got to sting a little bit.
It's got to sting a little bit, and you got to remember it. You try to forget about it, but you got to keep a little bit in the back of your mind and say, I don't want to be that way again.
Bruce Lamb is with us. In your years, what's the biggest change football-wise?
The complication of everything. I mean,
really?
Yes, sir. You're talking about the different sets, the throwing the ball, especially offensively. You look and you got four and five wide in high school now where you only saw it in the NFL. And it's just everything's trickled down to us, and so it makes everything a little bit more complicated.
But it's also interesting because things have things that we once thought of as kind of mainstays of high school football, you now will see all day today in the college game, and even occasionally in the pro game.
Exactly. Everything. A lot of people think that these offense coordinators think they invented football, but they didn't. You know, but everything just revolves around, and you see it over and over again.
I have to laugh sometimes because people talk about, well, you know, this is all in, and this is the whole new rage. It seems to me that football is also a very cyclical game. That, you know, offense may be winning right now, but I bet in a couple of years from now, defense will be winning the day again. And it goes on these kind of curves.
It does. You're exactly right. You know, I heard you talking to Coach Maynard about the RPOs with Riverdale this, you know, last night. And you know, that's the big rage right now, the RPOs. And of course, you know, you got a defense that can play man-to-man and pick that stuff up. So, you know, it'll be the defense next, stopping everything. And then they've got to find something creative to take over that defense.
How much has your philosophy changed?
Quite a bit. I used to be really mean. I'm kind of nice now. So these guys I got playing for me, they don't understand I'm a pretty nice guy compared to what I used to be.
We'll ask them that in a few minutes to see what they say. But from an X's and O's standpoint, has your philosophy changed?
Not really. Not really. I learned a lot from my coaches in high school and college with LT Helton and Jim Raglin and Ken Honey and Jake Leiby and those guys. They taught me quite a bit, and I've tried to stay with that philosophy. And number one is you got to be aggressive and you got to be physical, and I've tried to teach that to our kids, and that's the main thing I've tried to pass on with them is, and I've kept with me over the years, is trying to be that physical and aggressive.
How about in terms of how you coach players? Is that back to the Jim Raglins and those coaches that you had?
I, the way I treat kids, I mean, I want them to have fun, yeah, but they're, you know, to get their respect, you got to give them respect. And then my coaches did that. And that's what I try to do with them.
Talking some football with Bruce Lamb, and several of the Wildcats are here at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. We'll introduce you to them. Find out just how mean or nice he really is as we continue. Livingston gets the win over Cumberland County Friday night. Scoreboard from last night across the upper Cumberland. Riverdale beats Louisville 35-17. North Cumberland County 48-14. Gordonsville 42. County 8. Cumberland County 7. Westmoreland beats Jackson County 35-7. Cab County winning over Stone 33-0. Lake County beats Joe Byrne 18-8. Monterey State first jump season beats Redmoreland 3-6. Upperman shuts out Smith County 42-0. White County wins over CAK. CAK wins over White County 32-29. Bruce Lamb and the Wildcats with the Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Where do you feel like that this has?
Everywhere. Our guys, you know, like I said earlier, we're playing well, but we're not playing perfect. I think we could, you know, sometimes we have a little lapse in what we do, and we kind of take a play off here and there, but we'll get better. We'll get better, and we'll work on that, and, you know, we need to play a complete game. That's what I'd like for us to do.
Defensively, where have you seen the growth over the course of camp and into your first three games?
I just the aggressiveness and the physicality that we got. Our guys are just coming off the ball really well and stuffing everybody right now. I was kind of disappointed against Cookville. I thought we had some too many arm tackles. I think we got to get better at that, definitely.
It's hard to practice tackling, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. With all the rules and regulations we have now and how they monitor things, it is hard to practice that. And you definitely don't want to get anybody hurt in practice, so it is very difficult.
Who'd you bring along today?
Well, I brought four seniors along with me. I have our running back and outside linebacker, Nate Neely. I have our center, senior center, Donnie Phillips. I have our right guard and middle linebacker, Dusty Parrish, and I have our quarterback, Will McDonald.
So, Will, let me start with you. How do you grade what the Wildcats were able to do Friday night?
We did all right. We was kind of sloppy. I mean, the score doesn't look like it, but we played pretty sloppy. But we got the win. That's all that really matters. But we got to clean some stuff up. We go to Upperman this week, and if we play like that, then they'll kill us, and it won't even be a good game. But we clean some stuff up, we'll be okay.
You have high standards for how this team plays efficiently?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Where does that come from?
I mean, being here for 4 years and having up years, having down years, and now this is kind of my year last year, and there's no really any excuse to not have high standards and expect the best.
Dusty, is there a sense as a senior that you kind of want to put your stamp on this program?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Where do you feel like that you have improved during the course of your time as a Wildcat?
Oh, we've improved on the line tremendously and on our defense.
Donnie, how about you? Where have you tried to work as an offensive lineman to get better?
You know, coming in this year, I wanted to really improve my snapping ability. I mean, I feel like I've got better blocking this year, too. Just overall, just trying to get better every week.
You know, the average football fan thinks snapping the football is easy.
It's not as easy as it looks.
What makes it difficult?
You know, just sometimes when you get up there and you got a big guy on you, you're worrying about him more than you are the snap, and it just goes haywire.
You got this quarterback behind you that wants the ball, and you're thinking about this behemoth that's coming across from you, right?
Yes, sir.
I understand. Nate, how would you assess your play to start the course of this season?
I'd like to think we've done all right, but I think we can, like Will said, I think obviously we can do a whole lot better. I think we haven't played to our full potential just yet. I think if we clean a few things up, I think we'll be where we need to be as a team.
Has all the stuff that you've gone through during the course of your career, has it helped you get ready for this year, the injuries and all of that?
Oh, for sure, especially with the injuries. Like, it let a lot of us young players get in there and get some reps as younger kids, and it really let us get used to how the game goes and how it works and everything and the speed of it.
Can you describe, Nate, what you feel like the tradition of Livingston football is?
Yes, sir. I think it's winning. I think just winning ball games and, you know, doing the best we can.
Donnie, when you're around town, when you're at church, all of those kinds of things, people want the Wildcats to win, don't they?
Yes, sir. You know, I feel like the whole town, you know, comes out and supports us on Friday nights, and that means a lot. You know, the Wildcats were expected a lot of.
Dusty, offense or defense? Which is your favorite?
Defense.
Why is that?
I just like playing defense better. Get to hit people harder.
Run over them. Will, there's so many accolades that have come your way during the course of your career. How have you tried to keep it all in perspective?
The accolades are cool. It's a cool achievement to get each one, but it's never really been the goal for me. We've always had one goal ever since this senior class came in high school, and it was to win a state championship. If the accolades come, they come. If they don't, they don't. All that we really care about is winning a state championship.
Everybody wants to win a championship, but if you're going to do it, what in your mind is the key?
You just got to work hard every single day. I mean, that's a cliche thing to say, but really that's all it comes down to. You have to work hard and you have to get better every single day. And if you keep improving and you get a couple good bounces, then that's how state championships are born right there.
Your class obviously has that goal. Is it up to you as the senior class to set that goal for the rest of the young men on the team?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've all been here 4 years. We have multiple kids who have started for 2, 3, 4 years. And all these younger kids, they look to us. The younger kids who are playing, we got a couple young receivers. And, I mean, they look to the senior receivers for leadership and guidance. And sometimes they got to figure out what route they have that play. But, yeah, it's definitely up to us seniors to lead the ship and to get the job done.
Bruce Lamb, how important is that leadership from a senior class?
It is huge. I mean, I can't say how big it is because I can't go that high. I mean, it's definitely something that you got to have a good football team. In all my years of coaching, if we're going to have a good team, we got to have a good senior leaders.
All right, Donnie, we're going to give you the important word on this. The rumor is that the head coach has mellowed, he says. Your experience says what?
I've liked Coach Lamb all 4 years. He's done good. He's had his moments when he gets real mad at us and we hear it. But, yeah, he's been a real good head coach.
Will, can you he kind of avoided the issue there, but did well. That was nice. What do you think? Can you sense any mellowing?
I mean, I've heard stories from a couple of my older friends that he used to be a pretty tough old guy, but he definitely has his moments where we earn those moments, and we make him blow his top a couple of times, but we try to keep him pretty calm.
Talk, if you would, Coach Lamb, about the young man sitting next to you and what he's accomplished. There's still a lot to accomplish, but, man, Will McDonald has done a lot.
He has. He's been our starter since day one as his freshman year, and he has just really worked extremely hard. He soaks everything in. I've got a wonderful coach, and Danny McCohen, who's really sat down and worked with him. We kid him all the time about that. It's a father-son relationship. But, you know, Will is just an amazing young man, and that's on and off the field. 4.0 student. You know, he's made visits to Harvard and Princeton and places like that, and he's just you know, when I was that age, I couldn't even spell those colleges. So, but you know, he's just a great young man, and we're very proud of him. And what he says is that, you know, the accolades are you know, minor compared to what this team does.
Great to see what this senior class will accomplish at Livingston Academy. And the next step on the agenda, biggest game of the week in high school football. It's Upperman and Livingston coming up next Friday night. Bruce Lamb, Will McDonald, Dusty Parrish, Donnie Phillips, Nate Neely, part of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Always good to have you with us here at Chick-fil-A.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it so much.
Talking high school football with coaches and players from across the region. This is the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We head to Jamestown to talk about York Institute getting the win over the Yellow Jackets of Grundy County, 48-14, the final score Friday night. And we bring forward head coach Jeremy Wright. Coach, what pleased you most about the way your football team and the way they play?
Passed the challenge the week before. We took one on the chin, didn't play very well. And overall, I saw a lot of improvements. We had five different guys score, actually threw the ball for two touchdowns. And, you know, we did some things that we hadn't been doing very well. So I was pleased with the coaching staff and our players for the improvement.
What did you emphasize during this week?
Well, the main thing, just doing a better job with technique and blocking and tackling, and we didn't tackle well at 0-9 in the second half. Dropped our heads a little bit. You know, very disappointed in that. I told our guys that's not what we're about. You know, win or lose, the object is to play your hardest ever play, and so we emphasized that a lot this week. And you know, I saw some improvement, and that's where you want to see. You just want to see. You'll learn from your mistakes and get better.
43 rushes for 317 yards on the effort Friday night. How would you grade what your offensive line was able to do?
Well, a much better job. I felt like we were moving the line of scrimmage, doing a much better job as wing backs for blocking for the other wing backs. I felt like they didn't block well the week before, so you know, I'd grade that out much, much better. We've still got a lot of improvements to go, but, you know, you just want to improve each week.
You mentioned your passing game and, you know, did some nice things there that it's always good to get work in that area, isn't it?
Well, we just didn't feel like we were getting anything out of our tight end. We actually moved a kid this week, Thaddeus Tolman, over to tight end and a little bit more speed. And we emphasized a couple of routes and really worked on them because we knew, you know, people are putting 10 in the box on us. And, you know, we were able to cash in on that work. And he did a great job, and our quarterbacks got him the football.
How about defensively? You really held Grundy County without much ability to run the football. It didn't get on the scoreboard until the fourth quarter.
Well, we had to mix it up a little bit. I think we've got to be we're in a even front, and we jumped in some odd fronts and brought some pressure on the quarterback. But did a good job maintaining the run and a quick passing game. And you know, got in the fourth, got some other kids in there, and you know, they got some experience. So, you know, I rate the defense really well Friday night.
How important is it, Coach, to get those younger players in real game situations for the health of your football program?
Yeah. I think when you get those opportunities, Larry, it's just vital because, you know, everybody will tell you, even if, you know, everybody's played, everybody's been around the game, there's nothing like being on the Friday Night Lights and getting some live game experience. And, you know, you'll see kids that respond and they'll step their game up, and you'll see other kids that get, you know, the cold feet and nervous, and you get a chance to get them over some of those jitters.
Also helpful to the coaching staff, I guess, to get that footage on film for you to see and be able to work with those young guys when you have opportunities.
Absolutely. As, you know, a coach I once had said, I don't lie, you know, and you watch film and you see a guy or you see a group of guys and you're coaching whatever you're coaching, whether it's outside linebackers, inside linebackers, you see them all doing something wrong, then you say, hey, you know, they're not understanding, they're not getting what I want to do coaching-wise, and you can show them on film and correct that. And, you know, I think it's vital. You know, I think great teams are filming their practices and their inside drills and their pass Kelly, because you got to use them as learning moments.
York Institute Coach Derwin Wright with us on the High School Playbook as York gets the win over Grundy County 48-14 Friday night. How good will it be to be back in Jamestown Friday night?
Oh, three on the road and two pretty long trips. We'll definitely be happy to be back home on Friday night. And, you know, you work all summer, all year on your football field, and our Pee Wee teams, our middle school teams are wearing my field out, which that's what it's there for, but it'll be nice to be on the home field.
And good to get these wins on the road.
Oh, absolutely. Getting two wins on the road, you know, you get a good team wins on the road, and, you know, I think that's very important.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
York Institute Coach Derwin Wright. York now 2-1. They beat the Yellow Jackets of Grundy County 48-14.
White County falls to Christian Academy of Knoxville 32-29, first loss of the season for the Warriors under head coach Mark Frazier, who joins us now. Coach, just a really close football game Friday night.
Yes, it ended up 32-29. We kind of trailed there pretty much throughout. We couldn't quite get over the hump to get a shot to get in front, but it was definitely a competitive matchup.
What pleased you offensively?
Well, I tell you what, really just perseverance, I would say. We had a rough first half. We had a lot of penalties that backed us up. And to be honest, had a really bad first half. We scored on our last drive of the half to cut it to 11-8 was the score. Kind of an odd score at halftime, but that's what happened there. And then came out in the second half, and I don't know that we were stopped on a drive. Now that I look back on it, we scored, you know, basically every time we had it, some long drives. I was really, really impressed with Will Griggs is our senior. He's our captain. And he took the ball and set the tone with the way he ran the football in that second half. So it was a really good half for him and the offensive line. So I was proud of the offense. They kept us in the game and kept giving us chances to have a shot to get that victory. So I was proud of the offense, especially in the second half.
Basically just needed one more drive, right?
Yeah, we needed to get a stop. We couldn't get a stop. Defensively, we played great in the first half against a team that throws it well and runs it well. We had an interception down on our end and on our 20. We stopped them, got them to a field goal there, and then we gave up one long one. They went for two. And we gave up 11 points in the first half. But I would have taken that before we kicked off. And then in the second half, we got a couple of stops, but we had several third down and longs that their quarterback made great throws and receivers made good catches, and we just couldn't quite make a play. So defensively, we just couldn't get that last stop to give ourselves a chance to get the victory. But still, the kids played hard on both sides. I'm very, very proud of our kids. I wish we could have put them maybe in a little better position to get a chance to win as coaches, but and that's really me. I'm the defensive guy on that side, so I've got to take blame for that. So wish we would have given them a little better shot, but I was proud of the way they fought back when they got behind and kept playing hard.
I would think you have to be excited about this three-game stretch. Obviously, you'd like to be 3-0, but the way that the guys have competed, the way they have come out and fought every night, and the success that they're having.
Well, I'm very, very proud of the kids. They do what you ask them to do, and from, you know, some of the seniors that have had, you know, like we've talked about before, not experienced some success, the way they've worked and the way they came out this preseason to get to this point, I'm definitely very proud of them. I think last night we learned what little things can do to affect the win-loss column. We had kind of survived some of that the first two games, but when you play a team that's, you know, as talented as CAK, they were an athletic team. We can't have the little penalties and the little mistakes and things that, you know, sometimes when you're a football team that hadn't experienced close games, you haven't ran into those situations. So it was some of that stuff's learning experience. And so we'll continue to improve, hopefully. And, yeah, but to answer your question, I'm very proud of the kids. Like you said, rather be 3-0. I felt like we had a real shot to be 3-0. But definitely proud of the way they're working.
Talking White County football with head coach Mark Frazier on the high school playbook. Will Griggs, you mentioned what he did, 15 carries, 89 yards, a couple of touchdowns. But his contribution to your football team, it goes way beyond those stats.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Last night was the night I felt like he and there were several others. We've got a junior, Kate Clark, stepped up, and whenever it got tough, we got down 25-7, and that was the point where I felt like Will, Cade, and some of these guys, Bradley McBride, some of these seniors and Cade's juniors, some of the leaders on the team, Dustin Guy, they didn't let us fold, and they continued to fight. I don't know that that's always happened before with this group of guys, so that's what I'm most proud of. And Will really cranked it up a notch running the football during that period. Jaden Richmond had some big runs there too, and I tell you another, Cedric Leftwich, our quarterback, who lost his starting position this week. We brought him back in, and he made some huge plays offensively in the second half. Played both ways, you know, played defensively as well, made some big plays. So really proud of those guys, the way they you know, persevered when they were, you know, times looked up. It was, you know, we were close to being down and out, but they fought back to make it a good game.
You understand how
White County Coach Mark Frazier, as the Warriors lose their first game of the season, they'll take on Cookeville in one of the big games this coming week.
Let's make our final stop to Salina, where Clay County improves to 3-0. They beat Joe Burns 16-8 Friday night, and head coach Jake Johnson joins us now. Coach, what did you like about what you saw from your football team?
You know, Joe Burns is a very, very well-coached team. 2-hour-plus drive from Salina, you know. On top of that, you know, Coach Atkins is somewhat of a legend, if you will. He's been there for 25-plus years. You know, anytime you can come into somebody's house and upset them like that, you know, it's a huge win for sure. And then they're a team that you've just got to outright beat them. They're not going to do anything to beat themselves.
Yeah, when you look back over the years that he has coached and his teams, I don't want to say you have to play perfect, but you've got to be on that road to perfection to beat them.
Oh, you have to. And, you know, like I said, they're not going to do much to beat themselves. They're going to be very fundamentally sound, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, Coach Atkins is old school. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're pretty good at it. So, you know, once again, hats off to our kids, you know, for pulling that one off.
Start with defense, and this one was kind of a defensive battle back and forth. What made you most pleased?
Well, as you know, it was a tight game, you know, up until the fourth. You know, it was just back and forth, you know, three and out punt, get a little drive going by both of us, and then kind of fades out. But, you know, we actually come out quick and scored first, you know, made you feel good, and then they came out and scored on there. You know, first or second possession. And then we were locked at eight, you know, eight all for, gosh, almost in the fourth. But, you know, our kids, per usual, showed a little toughness, showed a little grit, and really came out. You know, we pieced together a 21-play drive, almost towards the end of the game, which was huge. Hats off once again to our guys for, hanging in there and, never quit fighting.
I mean, 21 plays, that's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in this day and time. I believe 21 plays around 93 yards. We started the drive on our own 7. So
goes back, though, to, again, not making mistakes.
Yeah, agree.
Jake Ashlock, what do you see from him that you like?
Oh, another week, same Jake Ashlock. He wasn't as effective, week before with his arm, but I think he was 9 of 12 this week, very effective. Both touchdowns were from his arm, several yards on the ground. Jake just playing ball, beating himself. He's definitely turned the corner. He's a senior. He's really became our leader, and truthfully, he's our offense. The numbers don't lie. 8 total touchdowns in 3 games.
When you say he's turned the corner, is that just coming into himself as a leader and being the kind of football player that you want him to be?
Oh yes, sir. And Jake's a big guy. and he's finally starting to figure out, what kind of guy he is. He's 6'4", about 225 pounds. And throw it all over the yard. The only thing he lacked, truthfully, coming in, in years prior, is his confidence in himself and what he can do. And he's really, we really rallied behind him. Hey, this is our quarterback, and the guys in our locker room have done a good job of that. He's embraced it. And, the kids out there having fun playing his game.
And that's one of those things that it doesn't matter what you say, or even, I guess, the other coaches say, he just got to believe in himself for that to take place.
Oh, you're 100% correct. And he's got a little confidence to him. He's got a little swagger now when he walks, and which you need out of your quarterback.
What do you still want to work on?
The Salina, or Clay County Bulldogs, I should say, get the win over Joe Burns 16-8 Friday night in Cedar Hill, and head coach Jake Johnson's team now 3-0 leads us to week 4 of high school football season, and those Bulldogs in Clay County will be at Cumberland County next week. Elsewhere on the schedule, Cookeville takes on White County. DeKalb County is on the road to Watertown. Jackson County and Red Boiling Springs will face off. Big game of the night, Livingston at Upperman. Monterey takes on Harriman. Pickett County battles Eagleville. Stone Memorial at CAK. Warren County takes on Lawrence County. And York will have a home date for their first of the season. Hope your team wins. Make sure you follow all the action all week long at ucsportsnation.com. Our producer is Maddie Grider, studio producer Will Hearn. ucsportsnation.com, directed by Justin Matheny, assistant director Rusty Ellis, Larry Stone. Hope you enjoy the football today, and we'll see you next week on the High School Playground.